service on this All-American Saturday. And right now, today's play ball kit is thanks to Valley Sports. Valley Sports, the official fantasy and gaming partner of minor league baseball. Valley Sports, a heart to the fan. And right now, we're going to send it down to the field. Ivy and Kaya, what do you say? All right, fans, let's play ball.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for a bit of a delayed Game 5 of this six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Quakes are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Bit of a delayed start because of some rain in the area. We are already starting to feel the effects of Hurricane Hillary coming through Southern California. It's supposed to be tomorrow and Monday where a lot of the rain comes in. So looking to get today's game in now. First pitch slated for 7:15. Originally it was 6:30, then 7:15. And we're just a little bit delayed right now as Landon Simmons is about to have his final warm-up pitch. Currently 7:19 local time in Visalia. Let's give you today's starting lineups. Starting off with the Quakes. Leading off in center field is Jose Azara, followed by the right fielder, Josue De Paula. Batting third at third base is Jake Geloff. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, Tyrone Lorenzo, followed by the first baseman, Joe Vetrano. The designated hitter, he's batting sixth. It is Jesus Galiz, followed by the shortstop, Rain Doncon. Then the second baseman, Wilman Diaz, and batting ninth in left field is Sam Mongelli. On the mound for the Quakes is Gabe Emmett. We'll tell you more about that right-handed pitcher when he comes on for the bottom of the first. Right now it's the top of the first inning, and Landon Simms is on the mound for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner. Jose Azara batting from the right side. First pitch is at 7:20. Oh, 1. Another strike at the knees. No balls, 2 strikes. Simms delivers. High inside pitch to Azara. Azara, the center fielder, batting 219 this year. One, two to him. Low and outside. Catching for Simms today is Jeremiah Boyd. It is his California League debut. Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. The shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Second base, Christopher Taurine. And at first, Gavin Contasello. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Breaking ball from Simms. Strikes out Izara for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on. And that strikeout is presented by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust, we trust. By the way, it is currently 80 degrees here in Visalia. One nice part about the rain delay, it cools off nicely as the pitch is a strike at the letters. Lights are on already at Valley Strong Ballpark and a lot of clouds, really no sun peeking through at all. There's no sun on the playing surface. Pitch from Simms is fouled off. Simms this season 0-1. With the Rawhide. He has a 9 ERA. The pitch, high and outside, ball 1. This is his first professional season. He was drafted last year by the Diamondbacks in the 34th overall pick. 1-2, misses inside. Simms, 6'2", 225 pounds, originally from Lawrenceville, Georgia. He turned 22 in January this year. Went to school at Mississippi State. That was where he was drafted out of. Right before he was drafted, he underwent Tommy John surgery, so that's why he did not play last year and had a bit of a delay into his season this year. Again, he was recovering from surgery. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball three. Infield shading slightly to the right. Before we get too far into this ballgame, I do want to tell you about the jerseys that the Rawhide are wearing. Payoff pitch. Foul tipped, and the catcher, Boyd, couldn't hold on to it. So yesterday, the Rawhide wore an alternate jersey presented by Kaweah Health, and those jerseys will be auctioned off by Kaweah Health later on. But these jerseys have to do with another local healthcare provider. The pitch is popped up into center field. Guzman takes a few steps in, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So these are our Kid Design a Jersey. We've been doing this every year since 2019, so every year that I've been here. And usually what happens is we have kids submit a jersey design, and we and Valley Children's Healthcare will pick the winner. And this was the design this year. It incorporates baseball, Rawhide, California. And on the back, there's a baseball surrounding the number. The pitch is low. Ball one to Jake Geloff. And these jerseys will actually be auctioned off here today at Valley Strong Ballpark. So game-worn jerseys. And all proceeds go to Valley Children's Healthcare. The 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. And then the Quakes are wearing their traditional gray pants with the Dodger blue alternate jersey. 1-1, low and out, ball two. Tell you more about the partnership of Valley Children's Healthcare throughout the game. 2-1, outside, ball three. By the way, in left field for the Rawhide, it's Anderson Rojas. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right, it is Johan Benitez. I beg your pardon. I'm not sure if I finished off the defensive alignment earlier in this inning. The 3-1 is low, ball four. Geloff draws a two-out walk. First runner on for the Quakes. And now Tyrone Lorenzo bats from the left side.
Number eight, Tyrone Lorenzo.
Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Jabril Jeter-Abdullah, and on the bases, Alex Shears. Infield shading to the right, two down. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off out of play.
Well, have we got a broken window? Give Mr. Glasswork a call, 747-2000.
Wind is blowing out towards left field. Pitch from Sims. Inside for ball one. Sims is listed as the 10th top prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, according to MLB.com. This is his fourth start with the Rawhide. Remember, he is coming off of TJ, so he will be limited today. The pitch is fouled off. The most pitches that he's thrown this year is 44 in one outing. And most innings that he's thrown is 2 1/3. That was in his last outing against the Lake Elsinore Storm a week ago. The 1-2, high and in. Before Sims came to the Rawhide, he was in the Complex League, threw in eight games there, was 0-1 with a 3 ERA. 2-2, popped up, shallow left center field. Guzman coming in, so is Rojas. Rojas and Guzman both called for it. It's Guzman who comes up with it. They almost collide, but they're okay. Guzman holds on to it for the final out of the inning. 1-2. We're heading into the bottom of the first. Still scoreless. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Blackbirds, or even the fucking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Yonsel Luis leading it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the first. He swings the first pitch and it is fouled off on the first base side. Pitch from Gabe Emmett. Grounded to the first baseman. He dives, can't get to it. It's a base hit through into right field. First baseman Vetrano took a step or two to his glove side, couldn't get to it, and Luis is standing on first. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Anderson Rojas bats from the left side. Nobody out, and there is a runner on first, and right now they are trying to get something off the field. It looks like the stopper is kind of out on the field. Just give me a second. I'm going to text our groundskeeper right now. And they did just put it in the bullpen. The pitch is swung on, a deep fly ball to left field. Left fielder Mongelli going back. He's at the wall and makes the catch in front of the Rawhide bullpen. For the first out of the inning, Luis goes back to first. So one down, runner on first, and Jose Fernandez is at the plate. Pitch to Fernandez is low on the dirt, ball one. Catching for Emmett today is Thyrone Lorenzo. Third baseman, Jake Geloff. At short, it's Ryan Doncon. Second base, Wilman Diaz. And at first, Joe Vetrano. 1-0. Low in the dirt, ball two. In left field, Sam Mongelli. Center field, Jose Azara. And in right field is Josue DePaula. 2-0 count, one away. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball three. Infield at double play depth, shading to the left. The pitch is low, ball four. A four-pitch walk drawn by Jose Fernandez puts runners on first and second. One away as the cleanup batter, Gavin Conticello, comes to the plate.
Heading to the plate, first baseman, number 25, Gavin Conticello.
We have the numbers on Gabe Emmett up for you. He is 6-6 this season, a 5.56 ERA. Conticello takes the strike on the outside corner. Gabe Emmett, 6'5", 180 pounds, drafted in the 19th round of 2021 by the Dodgers. Originally from Sacramento and did play with the Quakes last year as well. The 0-1 misses in. One-one, low inside, ball two. This is Emmett's 25th appearance and 11th start for the Quakes. Pitch misses low. He last pitched last week against the Sixers. 3-1. Inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks given up by Emmett. Makes the bases full with Alvin Guzman batting from the right side. Lorenzo will go have a conversation on the mound with Emmett. Since 2012, Roasted Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roasted Brothers products at your local grocer or check roastedbrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Roasted Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special.
Heading to the plate for the Hyde. Center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Bases full, one down. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. Pitch from Emmett. Lined. One hop to the second baseman. Made a diving play. Doesn't know where to throw the ball. He throws the first, and it's not picked out by Vetrano. A fantastic play by Wilman Diaz, the second baseman, to keep it in the infield. He then stood up and turned to second. Realized there was not a play there. And then took his time to throw to first. Guzman has a lot of speed. The throw was hurried. And the throw was low. So because of that, Guzman reaches. They are giving it a hit. So Guzman picks up an RBI. First run of the game is scored. Rawhide score first. It was Luis, who advanced from third. Fernandez is now on third. Conticello on second. Guzman at first. The pitch to Benitez is a little low. Ball one. It was a fantastic play by Diaz. I don't want to take that away from him. I mean, the diving play probably saved a run. The pitch misses low in the dirt. Two oh count, one down. Two oh is fouled off first base side. So again, Emmett. Last pitched a week ago against the Sixers. He allowed three runs on four hits over four relief innings, and he did earn the win. 2-1 count. Emmett glove at the belt. Time is called by the catcher, Lorenzo. Emmett had a fantastic June. He's named the Cal League Pitcher of the Month. He's 1-1 with a 1.29 ERA. That was through four games. The 2-1 to Benitez, outside ball three. That was over four games and 21 innings. 3-1 count, bases full, one away. Rawhide already lead 1-0. The pitch grounded down the first base line. Vetrano picks it up and tags first for the second out of the inning. Everyone advances 90 feet. Fernandez scores. Condicello to third and Guzman to second. Two down. And Christopher Taurine bats from the right side. Two runners in scoring position. Infield is back with two outs. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball one. Emmett, originally from Sacramento, went to Folsom Lake Community College. That was where he was drafted in the 19th round 2 years ago. 1-0. Lined over the head of the second baseman, Diaz. Condicello scores. Guzman will score easily. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the bottom of the first. Line drive, Diaz almost times it up perfectly, but it was hit over his head. Two-run single for Taurine.
And the play is the catcher, Jeremiah Boyd.
Jeremiah Boyd will come to the plate, but first there will be a meeting on the mound as the pitching coach comes out to have a conversation with him. Taurine, the two-run single. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is Rolando Arenado. He is the fourth coach, but acting manager as D. Garner is out of town for this weekend. And then Kenny Castillo is actually going to be coaching first tonight. Movement in the pen for the Quakes. Number 29, Levon Reynoso. Two down, runner on first, and Jeremiah Boyd comes to the plate. Again, today is his Cal League debut. He was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Diamondbacks this year. 23 years old, originally from North Carolina. In the Complex League, he batted .233 with a home run and 7 RBI. Wind now blowing out towards right. Pickoff attempt at first. Taurine back safely diving. Taurine has 3 stolen bases in 4 attempts. The pitch. There's a strike at the knees. Boyd joined the Rawhide 3 days ago. Oh, 1. Taurine takes off for second. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the third baseman. Geloff fields it on 2. Hops the throw to first. Ends the inning. But the Rawhide score first. 4-0. Second inning coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste?
Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Sims is back on the mound. Delivers a strike on the inside part of the plate to Jovan Toronto, the first baseman. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the top of the second inning. Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Sims in the first inning did give up a walk with two outs, but did not allow a hit and did not allow a run. The Rawhide scored their 4 runs off of 3 hits. Wind keeps blowing different directions here, so we'll try to keep you updated with that. 0-2, misses high. Right now it's blowing out towards right, and it's picking up quite a bit. I can actually feel it through the window in our booth, the back window. 1-2. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Vetrano strikes out. For the first out of the second inning, second strikeout of the day for Sims. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in Crust, we trust. Jesus Galiz bats from the right side, one away, nobody on. Galiz had a fantastic day yesterday. The pitch is high and in. Galiz had 2 home runs. He also had a 2-run double, and by the way, those 2 homers, both of them scored 3 runs, so he had 8 RBI, which tied a franchise record. The 1-0 is low. Popped up in the infield right side. Torina first went back, but now he comes into the infield dirt and makes the catch behind the base path. 2 away. Two down. Nobody on for Ryan Doncone. The shortstop is batting from the right side. First pitch, strike at the knees. So mentioned that these jerseys that the Rawhide are wearing today are presented by Valley Children's Healthcare, and we will be auctioning them off today, and all proceeds go to Valley Children's. The pitch is fouled off. 0-2 count. The bidding starts at $100, or you can just outright buy the jersey for $300. 0-2. Low, ball 1. Valley Children's Healthcare also partners with Derek Carr, a former Fresno State Bulldog and current quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. The 1-2 popped up out of play, first base side. And so because we are partners with Valley Children's, we've been able to also incorporate Derek Carr, who's basically a legend in the Central Valley, Fresno State, just about 45 minutes north of us here. 1-2. Popped up right side. Shallow right field. Benitez coming in. Condicello going out. So is Taurine. It lands. Foul. Alex Shears right there on it. And it did land foul. So 1-2 count still. See if we got any poles in the way. If we can see it. And, yep, looked like it was foul. Hard to see with the pole right there. See it right there was foul. So, again, because Derek Carr partners the Valley Children's, we've been able to partner with him. Last year we had a bobblehead giveaway. Today, a one-of-a-kind piece of art that's of Derek was signed by Derek. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Don Cullen strikes out to end the inning. Tell you more about that piece of art when we come back. It was a 1-2-3 inning of work for Sims. Rawhide still lead 4-0. Bottom half of the second coming up. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Raquelman Cabral leads it off for the Rawhide. He's the number 9 batter today in the bottom of the second. He's leading it off. The pitch misses in for ball one, the first pitch. He swung on and missed, so it's a 1-1 count. Gabe Emmett is back on the mound for the Quakes. He gave up 4 runs off of 3 hits. Pitch to Cabral is fouled off towards the Quakes dugout on the first base side. The infield, a big shift to the right. The shortstop, Don Cullen, is pretty close to second base. Third baseman Geloff is well off the third base line.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you.
Now, first base side. Condicillo walked in his first at-bat. It is still Gabe Emmett on the mound. Infield shifting to the right. Pickoff attempt at first, and Fernandez.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Rawhide lead 4-1 in the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch is high, ball one. Infield shifting to the right against Lorenzo. So is the outfield. The pitch is in, ball two. So again, Tejeda is in relief for Landon Sims. Sims threw 3 innings for the Rawhide. He gave up one hit, one run, walked a batter while striking out five. The pitch is fouled into the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club area.
Quarter cents prize ball. Take that ball to the bounce cover team store.
So we mentioned how we have the giveaway right now. Fans are in line at the Budweiser Guest Services down the third base line to go pick up their signed Derek Carr photo. We also have postgame fireworks today. The pitch misses outside ball three. Is low, ball four. Alonzo draws a one-out walk. Runner on first for Joe Vetrano, the first baseman.
Now batting his first base spot, Joe Vetrano.
Tejeda is 3-4 this season, a 6.47 ERA. Tonight is his 31st appearance out of the bullpen for the Rawhide this year. First pitch is low. Popped up, third base side, out of play, grandstands area. Popped up, left center field. Guzman coming in, so is Rojas. It is Rojas who calls him off. Left fielder makes the catch for the second out of the inning, and Lorenzo retreats back to first. Two away, and the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz. That's from the right side. He popped out to second in his first at-bat. The pitch, swung on and missed. Foul tipped into the glove of Boyd. Aside from our Valley Children's Healthcare promotions today, we also have today and every Saturday home game an All-American Saturday presented by Budweiser and Bueno Beverage Company. 0-2 count, two down, the pitch to Galiz. Grounded through into left field. Two out base hit for the designated hitter. Lorenzo moves to second. Runners on first and second with two away. 4-1 game, the Rawhide lead. Don Cone steps to the plate. So All-American Saturdays, we do have a military ticket deal. You get a Cahuilla Health grandstand ticket and a $5 concessions voucher for $10. All you have to do is show your military ID. The pitch to Don Cone misses in, and that is for active, retired, and military members in the reserves. Misses inside ball two. And then throughout the ballpark, we have half off draft beers from the Bueno Beverage Company. So that's Budweiser, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra. The pitch is swung on. Fly ball into shallow left field. Rojas is coming in, almost overruns it, but he stops in time to make the catch for the final out of the inning. No runs, one hit for the Quakes, no errors, and they strand two on the bases. Rawhide still lead 4-1 as we go into the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
309-1515. It looks like Hendricks in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Now batting right fielder Johan Benitez.
Johan Benitez leads it off for the Rawhide. He fouls off the first pitch. The Rawhide lead 4-1. Pitch is a strike. 0-2 count to Benitez. O2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Benitez strikes out for the first out of the fourth. One away. Just a second strikeout of the day for Gabe Emmett. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the inside corner. O-1 is low. Taurine today, he drove in the third and fourth runs of the day for the Rawhide. Is it a 2-RBI single? With two outs back in the first, the pitch misses in. That was the last time the Rawhide scored. Also the last time the Rawhide have had a runner in scoring position. In the second and third, they did have singles. But the runners were caught stealing, trying to advance to second. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball. Third baseman Geloff comes in. The throw to first, a bullet to first base in time to retire Taurine. Geloff showing off his arm speed there, his arm strength. Two away, nobody on for the catcher, Jeremiah Boyd.
Jeremiah Boyd.
First pitch, swung on and missed for strike one. Boyd, in his Cal League debut today, in his first at bat, he grounds it out to third. 0-1, low. Boyd, one of the catchers for the Rawhide roster. One from Emmett is fouled off. Emmett entering today's game. He has thrown 68 innings for the Quakes, striking out 55, walking 41. Here's the 1-2. Hard ground ball, but it's right to the second baseman. Diaz throws to first, and that's another 1-2-3 inning of work for Gabe Emmett. Rawhide lead by three as we go into the fifth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Budweiser Red Zone. And joining the game for the Budweiser Red Zone tonight is Soil Basics. Committee organization tonight is Elm Valley United. They are with us selling 50-50 raffle tickets. Also like to welcome Best Buy Distribution Center with us tonight.
Tejeda is back on the mound for the Rawhide. He delivers a strike on the outside corner to Wilman Diaz. Here's the pitch. It's outside.
Batting for the Quakes. Second baseman, Wilman Diaz.
Here's the 1-1. Outside ball two. Two, one, popped up out of play behind home plate and into the grandstands. Two, two. Swing and a miss, strike three. Diaz strikes out to lead off the fifth inning, one down. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. Sam Mongelli now bats from the right side. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Oh, one is in. Four to one ball game, top of the fifth inning. Mongelli grounds it out to third in his first at bat. This is the first time he's facing Tejeda. The pitch is low and out. Opponents are batting 281 against Tejeda this season. 2-1, low for ball three. Tejeda was with the Rawhide for a portion of last year. And then he was not on the opening day roster, but joined us in late April when Eric Mendez was promoted to Hillsboro. 3-1 is high, ball four. Mongelli draws a one-out walk. Back-to-back innings where Tejeda gives up a one-out walk. Tejeda threw on Wednesday night.
Center fielder.
He threw two scoreless innings, no hits, no runs, walked a batter, and struck out four. That was on Wednesday evening. Jose Azara is batting from the right side. He had the home run in the third off of Landon Sims. The pitch is high, ball one. First time he's facing Tejeda. Prior to the home run, he struck out. Pickoff attempt at first. Grounded foul, third base side. Infield at double play depth. Runner takes off for second. The throw is no throw from Boyd. It was a called strike, though, so it's a 1-2 count and a runner in scoring position for the Quakes. Other than Azara's home run, the Quakes really have not threatened too much today. They have had base runners. In the fourth, they did strand a runner in scoring position. Runner takes off for a third. Tejeda wasn't paying attention to him, but the pitch is popped up into center field. Guzman's underneath it. Mongelli goes back to second in time. Tejeda, he didn't even throw, he didn't even deliver the pitch. And Mongelli started taking off for third. He had 2 to 3 steps maybe before Tejeda even threw the ball home. It's frankly lucky that Izarra flied out to center field. Two down, still a runner in scoring position. Hopefully Tejeda pays a little more attention to him as he checks in there. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Fouled off. Time is called by Josue De Paula. 0-2 count, two away. Data checks the runner, now the 0-2. Cold strike three, inside corner, breaking ball from Tejeda. He strikes out De Paula to end the inning. Quick strand, a runner in scoring position again, and we are halfway through this ball game as Gabe Emmett comes back onto the mound. 4-1 ball game, Rawhide lead. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places.
Raquelman Cabral. Batting from the left side, he takes ball one low. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide lead 4-1. We are an hour and 15 minutes into this ball game. The pitch is low. Ball two. We did have a rain delay of 50 minutes. The pitch is swung on, lined through into center field. Cabral with a leadoff base hit. He starts off the fifth. And Yonza Luis, the DH, will come to the plate.
Designated hitter, Yonza Luis.
The pitch is foul down the third base side. Cabral, 4 stolen bases in 4 attempts this year. 0-1. Low and out. Third baseman Geloff is in just in case. One-one. Fouled off behind the plate. 1-2 count. Luis today, he has singled into right field, and he's also grounded out to second. Runner takes off for a second. The pitch is swung on and missed. The throw to second is in time. That is three caught stealings for Byron Lorenzo today. A strike him out, throw him out to clear the bases and put two outs on the board. At this point, the Rawhide should just stop trying to steal second.
Left Anderson, Rojas.
That one, I think, definitely was an out. So the first caught stealing, Rojas, I'm going to go on record saying he definitely was safe. Fernandez was 50-50. This one, I think, Cabral was out. The pitch to Rojas is popped up third base side, but it reaches the stands.
Porter Subs Grind Spa. You can take it up to Mountain's Comfort Team Store to get a coupon free sandwich from Porter Subs. Slice the fresh over 50 years. Keep the baseball.
Rojas today has singled and flied out to left. The pitch is fouled off out of play. Pitch misses outside. One, two, count, two down. Pitch to Rojas. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Emmett. Rawhide lead by three going into the sixth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Third base one, Jake Geloff.
Jake Geloff leads it off in the sixth inning. It is Luis Tejeda back on the mound, delivers ball one. One oh. There's a strike on the outside corner. There is someone starting to warm up in the pen. No one throwing just yet, just some movement. One one. Swung on and missed. Geloff today has walked and he's also grounded out to third. One-one. One ball, two strikes. And no movement in the Quakes bullpen. 1-2. Tries to check his swing. He does go around, according to Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. And Geloff strikes out for the first out of the sixth inning.
Strikeout brought to you by the Pontyville Pizzeria and Tempero. Catcher Tyrone Lorenzo.
Tyrone Lorenzo batting from the left side. One away, nobody on, and the pitch. A little low. One misses. Infield shifting to the right. Tejeda steps in, delivers. Low again. And I beg your pardon, it is a 3-0 count. Outside ball four. Third inning for Tejeda. All three innings, he gets the first out and then walks the next batter. This one was on four pitches. Joe Vetrano bats on the left side against the right-handed pitcher. Vetrano is struck out looking. He's also flied out to left. Tejeda steps and delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Opponents batting 255 against Tejeda this year. And a pitch clock violation on Vetrano, so it is now an 0-2 count. Just outside, ball one. Tejeda so far today has thrown two innings, walked three, giving up a hit, no runs though, and he has struck out three batters. The pitch misses. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The wind has died down here in Visalia. And the pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Boyd. He holds on to it for strike three. Second strikeout of the inning. Fourth strikeout of the evening for Tejeda. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Two away. The runner on first is still Lorenzo. He walked. And Jesus Galiz, the designated hitter, bats from the right side. He swings and misses at the first pitch. It was in the dirt. It got by Boyd. That allows Lorenzo to move to second on a wild pitch. One count, runner in scoring position now. One is popped up into shallow left center field. Rojas is coming in. Guzman is coming in. It is Guzman, the center fielder, who has it to end the top of the sixth. The Quakes strand a runner in scoring position again. The Rawhide still lead by three. We're going into the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org. The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. In relief for Gabe Emmett is Levon Reynoso. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Fernandez batting from the right side. He swings the first pitch. It is fouled off out of play. Reynoso in relief for Emmett. Emmett is in line for the loss as the Rawhide lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide six hits today. The Quakes two. The pitch is swung on and missed. Reynoso, right-handed pitcher, will give you his numbers in just a second. First, we'll go through the pitching line for Emmett. That'll be after this 0-2 pitch to Fernandez. Here it is. Line down the right field side, but it's hooking foul out of play. So Emmett, five innings, six hits, four earned runs. Walked three and struck out four. Pitch to Fernandez. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Fernandez strikes out looking for the first out of the sixth. One away. Now, as Gavin Contesello comes to the plate.
Gavin Contesello.
Contesello today has walked twice against the Quakes pitching staff. He also scored the second run of the day for the Rawhide. The pitch misses high. Infield shifting to the right. Reynoso, glove at the chest, and delivers. Ground ball through into right field. Second baseman Diaz ranged. He couldn't get there. Contesello with a one-out base hit, his first hit of the day, and the third time he reaches this evening. Runner on first.
Center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Alvin Guzman bats from the right side, one away. Here's the pitch. It is high, ball one. Guzman drove in the first run of the game for the Rawhide. It was an RBI infield single. Probably would have scored two if Diaz didn't dive to stop it from going into right field. 1-0, high. So Reynoso is 3-1 this season, a 5.02 ERA. This is his 32nd appearance out of the pen for the Quakes. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Reynoso has thrown 52 innings for the Quakes, striking out 67, walking 44. Wind is now picking up here at the ballpark, blowing out towards right. 2-1. Misses in ball three, and it's not just a subtle wind. All the papers in my booth have started to move around where I have to slam my hands onto the table. Three-one, fouled off into the netting behind home plate. We are now an hour and a half into this ball game, 8:50 local time in Visalia. Three balls, two strikes, one out. The runner on first is Conticello. Reynoso steps off. Pickoff attempt at first. Conticello diving back safely. Reynoso sets. Payoff pitch to Guzman. Conticello takes off, but it's fouled off, and Conticello will go back to first base. There is someone up warming in the pen. Remember, Tejeda is in the game for the Rawhide. He has already thrown three innings, so makes sense. We'll go to the pen again for the seventh inning. Right now, the Rawhide lead 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Conticello still the runner on first, and it's still a 3-2 count. Pitch is swung on and fouled off right field side. I think it's Zane Russell warming in the pen. I thought I saw 48, but we don't have a number 48, so I'm going to make an educated guess and say it's 38, Zane Russell. Payoff pitch, Condicello's off again. This one is lined towards left center field. Center fielder can't get to it. It lands in front of Vizara. Conticello being waved around third. Here's the throw from the shortstop. It is not in time. Conticello safe at the plate. A fantastic relay by the Quakes defense, but Conticello slides in safely. 5-1, the Rawhide lead, and Alvin Guzman standing on second with an RBI double. Azar was playing more towards right center. No chance for him to make the play. Fantastic snag to prevent it from going to the wall. A good relay to Doncone, and the throw home just a tad too late. Johan Benitez steps to the plate, batting from the left side. One down, runner in scoring position is Guzman, who has plenty of speed. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 5-1 ball game, the Rawhide lead now. Benitez did drive in a run when he grounded out to first with the bases full. Pitch misses high. That was in the first inning, the last time the Rawhide scored up until Guzman's RBI double. If you're watching with us on Bally Live, you can see the numbers again for Reynoso. 3-1 and a 5.02 ERA. 1-1. Strike in the low outside corner. 1-2 count. One, two, count, one away. Reynoso delivers high, ball two. Benitez is able to check his swing. Two, two. Low, ball three. Benitez works it full. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Close pitch. But Benitez draws a one-out walk. Runners are on first and second for Christopher Taurine. Take a look at the replay. I think it was a little outside. Sean Coyne, the pitching coach, comes out to have a conversation with Reynoso. Christopher Taurine due up. He drove in two runs in the first inning. Since then, he's grounded out to third. Right now, he's batting from the right side. Runners on first and second. One away in the bottom of the sixth with the Rawhide leading 5-1. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm-fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Located here in downtown Visalia. For more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. I believe John Edwards, the righty, is warming in the pen for the Quakes. One down, the runner on second is Guzman. He had the RBI double. And on first is Benitez. He just walks. And Christopher Taurine bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball one. Infield shifting to the right. They are in for that double play depth again. 1-0 to Taurine. Popped up. First base side foul territory, but it will reach the grandstands. Woo! 1-1. The pitch to Taurine is outside. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the netting. Taurine enters the game batting 218. The pitch is foul tipped into the glove, and Lorenzo holds on to it for strike three. Second out of the inning, second strike out of the day for Reynoso. And Jeremiah Boyd bats from the right side. Runner on second, still Guzman. On first is Benitez. The pitch is a strike at the knees to Boyd. Boyd looking for his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. The pitch is low and outside. Boyd today has hit two ground balls, one to third, one to second. Runners take off. The pitch is inside. Geloff does not go to third to cover the base on the attempted steal. So Guzman and Benitez successful stolen. Two stolen bases. Let's try that again. Guzman and Benitez, a successful double steal. There it is. We got it right. 2-1 count, two down. The pitch to Boyd. Grounded line to foul down the first base side. Two balls, two strikes, a bit of a late swing by Boyd. Two-two count, two away, two runners in scoring position. 2-2. Cold strike three on the high outside corner. Boyd strikes out looking to end the inning. The Rawhide strand two runners. They do pick up another run. 5-1 going into the seventh. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Top half of the seventh inning, the batter, shortstop Ryan Doncon.
Ryan Doncon leads it off. It is the top of the seventh inning. Rawhide extend their lead by four. It's now a 5-1 ball game. Zane Russell delivers a pitch high. He is the new pitcher on the mound. In relief for Luis Tejeda. He's the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Call to the bullpen, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs, the pitch is swung on and missed. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Russell. The pitch is low. Tejeda threw three scoreless innings, giving up one hit, walking three, striking out four. 2-1. Popped up. Shallow left field. Third baseman Cabral gives chase. So does Fernandez. The shortstop, Fernandez, drops the ball along the foul line. Doncon stands on second. Throw to second. Gets it by Taurean. But Condicello is there to back it up. So again, a towering pop fly. Fernandez was underneath it. And he just overran it. Really, the part that I'm most concerned about was the throw to second afterwards. No reason to throw it to second after that at all. But no harm, no foul. There is a runner on second. They still have not indicated if it's going to be a hit or an error. Diaz batting from the right side. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Runner in scoring position for the Quakes, and they officially call it a hit. That is just the third hit of the day for the Quakes. Pitch to Diaz is swung on and missed. Diaz has struck out twice today. Russell checks the runner. 0-2, high and in. This is game five of the six-game series. Series is tied up at two, so the winner of today guarantees to at least split the series and has an opportunity to go for the win tomorrow. The pitch is swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Boyd picks it up, checks the runner back to second, then throws to first for the first out of the inning. I really liked how Boyd did that. So it was a ball low in the dirt, went off to the first base side. I liked that he didn't try to tag the runner immediately. He didn't scramble. Watch it here. He immediately first looked at the runner on second because he knew he had time to throw to first. And by checking second, he took two steps into fair territory to allow his body to line up to throw to first base and then threw to first to get that first out officially. The pitch to Mongelli is foul tipped into the glove of Boyd. 0-1 count, one down. Mongelli has walked and also grounds it out to third. 0-1, high. Russell, in his second appearance here at Valley Strong Ballpark, he's been with the Rawhide for just under 2 weeks. The pitch, high and in. Russell 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. This is his fourth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown five innings for the Rawhide, striking out 10 while walking one. Opponents are batting 188 against the righty. 2-1, high ball three. The pitch is fouled off out of play. And the payoff pitch fouled off. Three balls, two strikes, one down. Glove at the belt. And the payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, back-to-back Ks for Russell. Two away now. Still a runner in scoring position as Jose Azara steps to the plate. First pitch swung on and missed. He's over today. He did hit a home run. It was his fifth home run of the season. It's the only run scored by the Quakes today. 0-1 from Russell. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Time is called by Boyd. I think the pitch clock was at about 5 seconds when Russell finally agreed on the pitch, and Boyd decided to just call time. No need to make Russell rush a pitch, especially when you're up 0-2. He checks the runner and the pitch. High and out, ball one. Aside from the home run today, Azara has struck out swinging, and he's also flied out to center field. 1-2 to Russell. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three consecutive strikeouts for Russell. Rawhide lead 5-1, and it is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Pitcher in relief for LeVon Reynoso is John Edwards. First pitch to Raquelman Cabral misses inside. It's the bottom of the seventh inning and the Rawhide lead 5-1. Throughout this inning, we'll take a look at the California League scoreboard. The pitch is fouled off, but first I want to give you Reynoso's pitching line. Reynoso through the sixth inning for the Quakes. He did have three strikeouts but gave up a run. The pitch misses out. So in one inning, two hits, one run, one walk, struck out three. Two, one, fouled off. Two balls and two strikes. Edwards is 2-2 this season with a 5.45 ERA. Pitch misses high. This is his 29th appearance out of the pen for the Quakes. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch to Cabral. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cabral strikes out to lead off the seventh inning. With that strikeout, Edwards has now completed 35 innings this season for the Quakes, striking out 36 and walking 36. Leadoff man, Yancy Luis bats from the left side, one down for the designated hitter, nobody on. Edwards delivers, swing and a miss, strike one. One, swing and a miss, strike two. O2 count, one down. The pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman. Diaz has it on two hops. The throw to first beats Luis by two steps. Two down in the bottom of the seventh inning. Edwards holding opponents to a 216 batting average this season.
Anderson Rojas.
He's throwing about The last pitch, the radar gun said 96 miles an hour. It's usually at least one off, sometimes two. And when I say off, it's one slow. So it could be as fast as 98. That one, 93. 1-0 count to Anderson Rojas. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. Let's take a look at the scores in the Cal League. Fresno defeats Modesto 10-6. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore had a doubleheader. The 1-1 is lined towards right field. Right fielder DePaula comes in and makes the catch to end the inning. Will it finish up the Cal League scoreboard when we come back into the eighth? Rawhide lead 5-1. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball. The Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it
happen. At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Rawhide lead 5-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Josue DePaula leads it off. Due up after him, Jake Geloff and Thyron Lorenzo. Zane Russell is back on the mound for the Hyde for his second inning of work. He did give up a double, then struck out the next three batters that he faced. The pitch to DePaula misses outside. So again, it is Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore who had a doubleheader today. The reason is Hurricane Hillary is forcing a lot of the southern teams to reschedule tomorrow's game. The 1-0 line towards center field. Guzman stays right where he is and makes the catch. One down. So if you're paying attention to some of the major league teams in Southern California, the Dodgers and the Padres, they both had double headers today. And so did the Angels as well. They had double headers to have the teams who are traveling get out of here quickly, get out of here tonight. That way they don't have to deal with the hurricane coming through. And that's exactly what the Lake Elsinore Storm decided to do as well. They had a doubleheader instead of playing yesterday. The pitch to Jake Geloff is a strike, instead of playing tomorrow. And Lake Elsinore won both games, both of them seven-inning games, 7-1 and 5-1. The pitch is swung on, ground ball hits off the glove of Russell. He tries to recover the throw to first in time. What a play by Zane Russell. Oh, my goodness. It hits off of his glove, rolls almost all the way towards the infield dirt. He slides to the ground and fires it to first base in time to get Geloff. What a play by the pitcher, Russell. Wow. That was electric. That Rawhide electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. Pitch to Lorenzo is swung on and missed. It was a breaking ball. Geiger Electric is family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. 0-1 count, two down. The pitch is a, nope, it's ball a little high. The pitch is outside. Two balls and a strike with two away. Lorenzo today has flied out to center, and he's also walked twice. The pitch is a little outside, ball three. Hitters count for Lorenzo. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, full count. There's only one other game being played in the Cal League. It's between Stockton and San Jose. And Stockton currently leads 9-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark is the top of the eighth. The 3-2 is popped up into center field. Guzman is going back. It looks like it'll stay in the yard. He's in front of the warning track to the left of the batter's eye and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Russell. We're going into the bottom of the eighth at the Rawhide, leading by four. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 5-1. The pitch is low in the dirt, but Fernandez can't hold up on his swing. 0-1 count. Fernandez has walked, singled, and struck out today. John Edwards is back on the mound for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball one. One-one, misses high, ball two. Two-one, swung on and missed. We are just over 2 hours into this ball game now, 9:25 local time in Visalia. Edwards steps and delivers 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fernandez strikes out on a high inside pitch for the first out of the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Gavin Contasello steps to the plate. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. One down, nobody on for Contasello. Starting off in the Dominican Summer League, the black team fell to the Padres 13-1. First pitch misses low. The red team fell to the Orioles in eight innings, 12-11. Right now, Hillsborough is tied up in the bottom of the ninth inning. They are playing in Everett. The pitch is inside for ball two. They're tied up at five with Everett. Amarillo fell to Arkansas 7-5. And Reno, the AAA affiliate, they lead Las Vegas 10-8 in the eighth inning. The pitch misses. The Diamondbacks had a doubleheader. They're playing in San Diego, so they're one of those teams that I mentioned who are playing a doubleheader today to avoid playing tomorrow because of Hurricane Hillary. And they swept the doubleheader. The pitch is low for ball four. Contasello draws a four-pitch, one-out walk. So the Diamondbacks defeated the Padres 8-1 and 6-4 in two nine-inning games. Alvin Guzman now steps to the plate. He's batting from the right side.
Alvin Guzman.
And the pitch is swung on, line towards center field. Azara goes back, makes the catch in front of the warning track for the second out of the inning. Contasello still the runner on second as Johan Benitez bats from the left side. Benitez has walked today, struck out, and he's grounded out to first, but that ground out drove in a run. First pitch is high, breaking ball from Edwards. 5-1 ball game, the Rawhide lead. One oh is a strike at the knees, handed. Tonight's announced attendance, 1,993, 1,993. 1-1 count, two away. The pitch. Low in the dirt, nice stop by Lorenzo. It holds Contasello at first. Benitez, a switch hitter, batting from the left. 2-1. Check swing, but the ball finds his bat. Kept his bat on his shoulder, but again, a high inside pitch ends up fouling it off. Tomorrow will be a 12:05 game. We have a number of promotions going on. It is a Sunday fun day presented by Valley Children's Healthcare. We have bounce houses and special events for Tippers Kids Club members. That's over in the Kids Corral, the Valley Children's Kids Corral behind the right field fence. 2-2. Inside ball three. We also have a Sunday first responder discount presented by A&W Restaurants. You can get up to four tickets of the Cuya Health Grandstands, Red Zone, or CSDA Pasture. You just have to show your first responder ID at the Rawhide ticket office. The pitch to Contasello is fouled off. Excuse me, the pitch to Benitez was fouled off. Contasello was off on the pitch with it being a 3-2 count. So full count, two away. Sorry, I was watching Contasello take off and unfortunately decided to say his name instead of Benitez. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Contasello will be off again on the pitch to Benitez. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Benitez strikes out. That ends the inning. The Rawhide lead by four as we go into the ninth inning. Last chance for the Quakes. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Kyle Amet. Rawhide lead by four in the top of the ninth inning. Joe Ventrano takes a strike on the outside corner. Amet in relief for Zane Russell. Calls the bullpen, brought to you by Rescom. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, Bugs. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Count is now 0-2. Russell, two scoreless innings, giving it one hit, no walks, and he struck out three. Joe Vetrano is 0-3 today. Due up after him, Jesus Galiz and Ryan Doncon. The pitch is high and out. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Amet. Amet, like Russell, only in his second week with the Rawhide. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Ventrano strikes out to start off the ninth inning. Strikeout number 13 of the evening for the Rawhide pitching staff. Galiz batting from the right side. The DH is 1-3 today. There's those 13 strikeouts. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Some of the Rawhide season ticket holders have started putting the strikeouts up either by the first base dugout or the third base dugout, depending on whose turn it is that day. The 0-1 fouled off. So Amet already has a save with the Rawhide. It was his first professional save last week in Lake Elsinore. And then 2 days ago, I think it was, he earned the win. And yes, it was 2 days ago he earned his first professional win. 0-2, ground ball up the middle. Fernandez ranges, dives, can't get to it. Galiz has his second hit of the day. He is the only Quakes batter with two hits today. And that is the first hit given up by a Met as a Rawhide pitcher. He had thrown three hitless and scoreless innings prior to that base hit by Galiz. But a Met has walked four in his three innings while striking out six. The pitch is high to Ryan Doncon. Remember, tomorrow's first pitch is at 12:05. Gates open at 11 for the general public. Season ticket holders, 10:45. The pitch is popped up out of play. As soon as the game is over, I will be sprinting down onto the field for our Toyota post-game interview. You can watch that on Bally Live, MLB TV, and listen at rawhidebaseball.com if you're listening with us on the radio. 1-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. High, gets by the catcher Boyd. It hits off of his glove. Galiz moves to second. It's now a 2-1 count. That will be a wild pitch. Boyd had to pop out of his squat to try and catch that. Tomorrow is a picnic day at Valley Strong Ballpark presented by A&W Restaurants. You can bring in your own food and drink, excluding alcohol. You will have nachos, hot dogs, snacks, and drinks available at the concession stands. A 2-1 swing and a miss, strike two. We'll also have some drink specials, $5 Bloody Marys, $5 screwdrivers, and $5 mimosas. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. It crosses up Boyd. It misses high. It looked like Boyd thought it was going to be high. He was about to come out of his squat. And I think he just got crossed up. Take a look at it here. Yeah, he just completely missed it. They're doing two wild pitches. I'm not sure if I agree with the second wild pitch. So Boyd just had a conversation with the Met, a really quick meeting. Three balls, two strikes. Runner on third, one down, three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Popped up, out of play, near our grandstands. Five to one ball game. Three, two. Popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Cabral gives chase. He overruns it, but Fernandez is there. Cabral, I thought he was going to get it the entire way. He realized he overran it. Fernandez able to pick him up and make the catch for the second out of the inning. Rawhide one out away from the win. And with that win, they guarantee to at least split the series with the Quakes, and they can go for the win tomorrow. Again, first pitch is at 12:05. We do have a pregame ceremony at 9 a.m. for a walk to end Alzheimer's. First pitch to Diaz misses outside ball one. For more information, you can go to rawhidebaseball.com. Check out our Instagram and Facebook. We have all of the information there. We have discounted tickets. You can participate in the pregame walk. The 1-0 is high ball two. Swing and a miss, strike one. And by the way, the ticket proceeds will go to Walk to End Alzheimer's. 2-1 count, two down. The runner on third is Galiz. Diaz has struck out three times today. Swings and misses at that one. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rawhide, a strike away from the win. Let's go, Rawhide. 2-2. High ball three. Full count, two down. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. He stays alive. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Rawhide win 5-1.